Well, we learned yesterday was Nagir, Kite Lamaisa, G9 base, end of C5, C base. So, G9 base, and we learned that every Kaili, Kailu, gets a label, Ben Ashmoshes. Gets a label whether it is a clay bias or a clay chotza. So if a keli, we learned yesterday, we'll just go over. So if the keli is a clay bias, so obviously wherever you can take everything around within, you can take it around within the area where it was. So if there's an area, you can take it wherever you want. But that clay bias, you're not allowed to take a clay bias, even though you can take it to your own chotza. It's all yours. You can't take a clay bias to a chotza, to Yanim's chotza. However, if you have a clay chotza, you can take it to the chotza next door without a eruv. Because kol chatzeiros, gagin, chafrit is all one reshus. So something from your house, yes, you haven't got eruv. Two houses, opening between them and no eruv. So you can take something from your garden, something that was ben ashmoshes, a ball that was in your garden, you can take it next door. A ladder, if it's not mukhtz, a ladder, you can take it from your garden to next door. Something that was in your house, food, kalim, wherever, clothes, that were in your house, ben ashmoshes, even though you can take it to your own garden, you can't take it to next door's garden, because it's a clay bias to take to the chutzah. And who had in faket? The ball that's in your garden, even though you can take it to Yanim's garden next door, but you can't take it into somebody else's house. Because in reverse, it's the same din. Even though you can take the ball next door without the Eruv, but you can't take it into next door's garden and then into next door's house. Now, the Mishabuya brought a din. What's the din if you come into an Eruv, a Mokum, which hasn't got an Eruv? You say, let's say over there, to you close, you've got a lot of houses. In the middle, you've got a chotza. Avada, all these things, places have mechitzas around them. So it's got good mechitzas around them, but they didn't make an eruv. So it's a chotza she'enim urevas. Or we said, you live in flats, and you have a hallway, which the hallway is a chotza. And meila, pashtas, it's chotza. So if it's a chotza, and it's enim urevas, you haven't got an eruv there. So bishleim is something that's lying there, ben ashmoshes, that gets a din of a clay chotzer. So that, a key, you'd be able to carry around in that hallway wherever you want. Other, if you have a key on your belt, and you come into this hallway, and you want to carry it around in the hallway, from one place to the other, so you're carrying in a chotzer she'enim urevas, of them would be alocha meint ha'gruz ha'machloikas, and yesh lahachmir, it's a big machloikas, because you're not allowed to carry in a chotzer she'enim urevas things that weren't in this chotzer ben ashmoshes. That's the bi'aloch. And the bi'aloch finishes off the last few lines. Val kol ponim, v'ayim bi'aloch shbi'an shesh machloikas aposkim. Three lines before the end of Sif Aleph, page 478. Val kol ponim, im hevi mashkin al yidei nochri lebayis acher. If something turned up in a house, there's no eruv of it, turned up, a guy bought it. Shaloi eruv imah. Kimon Shabbat, so we just said that if you bring something from elsewhere, from a different house, and you bring it from a different house, and you bring it to the Chotzer She'enim Urevas, could be you not allowed to carry it in the Chotzer She'enim Urevas. Aber, if you brought it to a house, al kol poim, maybe mashal yinoch ili bayis acher, shaloi eruv imah, kimon Shabbat, which is yochidu, mutal Yisrael, letaltla, mashkin acher, kach, b'chol ha'bayis, l'kul ha'alba. Is it allowed to carry it in the whole house? Even though the Avenoizer says not like that, if something comes into your house, doesn't matter where it came from, you're allowed to carry it where you are. So it doesn't matter where it went through. The guy bought it. We're not talking about where it went through. Now, yeah, that's not the point. The point is, now it's in the house, you can carry it in the house. Your house is not a chutz she'enim urevas. Yeah. So the in Shulchan Aruch in Shoyin Aluchas at the end of Chaim Kanievsky described, who had in it came into your chotzer. Came into your chotzer, you can carry around in your chotzer. It's a private place. It's not a chotzer anywhere, but you can do what you want. However, what's negayah here is You're not allowed to, which means if you're coming to, if you have a keli which was shavas in a house, and you brought it afterwards, and the chayyur brought it was shavas in a chotzer, makes no difference. And now you're bringing it into a chotzer mureves. So you're coming into, now you're coming to see the clothes to, over there, it's just easy because it's there, you can see it. And it's got a eruv. It's got it. And you come there with your coat, which your coat was lying ben ashmoshes elsewhere. And you take it off, so we said just now, you're allowed to carry it in the chotzer. Carry it in the chotzer. We said just that you can carry it in the house. And if you carry it in the house, and I said over for Shoyin Alochus, you can carry it in the chotzer as well. Shechonoch Rav state, you can't take it from the chotzer to the bais. You can't take it off and carry it from that chotzer into that house. Because to allow you to carry it from that chotzer into that house, you need an eruv. That eruv helps for things which were there. This wasn't there. Mainly, you can't take it from this chotzer into that house. And Pashas is as I will say, there's one more nekuda I want to say, but that is only if this coat was koine shvisa ben ashmoshes elsewhere, in a bayis or a chotzer. Yeah? So you were davening in shul, shul's a chotzer, nobody lives here, and it was hanging up. However, if you were wearing it ben ashmoshes, so the Mishabur brings in the second bi'alocha, if you're wearing something ben ashmoshes, there's no problem because it doesn't get a shvisa. And the Mishabur held that once it didn't get a shvisa ben ashmoshes, it doesn't get a shvisa the whole Shabbos. Chaznish is machme that you could even get a shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. But Pashtus, which we're in Lopas can hold, once something didn't get a shvisa ben ashmoshes, it doesn't matter. So Bezoi, all these halachos are only because something got a shvisa ben ashmoshes. But if you were wearing your coat ben ashmoshes, then you won't get a shvisa ben ashmoshes. So then, because Besmeya holds it just bottled to your goof, so it doesn't get a shvisa, like a person doesn't get a shvisa, like up with these dinim. Maybe if you come in, then it won't have all this deal.
Are you holding something in your hand? Carrying something in your hand?
No. Carrying something in your hand is not bottled to your goof, it's only because it's a malmash. Seed base. Now,
from a bias to a chotz shein to a chotz mireves, it's not a problem.
Why? Where was it?
It was in your bias.
In your bias?
In my bias. And I go to a chotz mireves.
You went to a chotz mireves?
Yeah.
Yours or somebody else's?
Somebody else's.
Somebody else's. See, that is what I just said.
No, but you said from a chotz mireves into the bias. In the chotz mireves itself.
There's no difference. Carry from the bias to the chotz mireves. Where was the ben ashmoshes?
Well, your coat was in your house, ben ashmoshes.
It was in your house, ben ashmoshes.
Yeah. And then I go to a chotz mireves.
It was wearing it?
No, in your house.
In your house.
And then I go to a chotz mireves.
You go to a different chotz mireves.
And see your clothes.
Yes, you can't take it off.
You said you can't even see your clothes into the house.
Into the house, but you can carry it in the chotz mireves.
Yeah,
that's what I said from the Shoyin Aluchas. That just like Mishbura says, when you bring something into a house, it's all right. Who are then it's all right? In a chotz. Chotz mireves is a chotz. It's a private chotz. Yeah. Sif Beis. Kalfav Yosef Sassayim Shlokav Ledira. So we learned this already in Shin and Ches, that Kalfav Yosef Shlokav Ledira have a Calvinist. You can't carry that. Also, the men in the Taltron men in the Kalfav Acha, the Hachan Sosi Mezer Zekim, Shteyamas Vezer, Shteyamas Vezer. This seat is a Kula. We know a Calvinist you can't carry. However, just like a Calvinist can't be worse than Shusarabu. A Shusarabu you can carry Daladans. You find something over here, this Carmelis, this was just around me, you carry Daladams. If you've got something in Carmelis here, even though it's got Mechitzas around, whoever, you can also carry Daladams. So right then, if this is a Carmelis, and this is a Carmelis, you can carry within Daladams from there to there. Even though the two Carmelis belong to two people. It's a Kula, really.
It's not after two and two, you're three
or what? How about that? Kalfa Fyoisas, the same Shulukin Adiva, even though it's a Carmelis, the Abba, what happens if this was a Kalfa Yosef Mesesayim? Shlok of the deal. And this was a calf of Shehuk of the Dira. Calf of the Dira becomes a Shesayochid. So then you can't carry, because Shesayochid to a Calvinist, you can't carry even one step. See, Yud Zayn. Also the title, many of you in the Batuch, also the title, Rabba Tuch Alba Amas, you can't carry within the Alba Amas, Kimbul Alba Sishem Vos, and even the calf of Facha, of course, also not, but there's a heter within four, even to another calf, which Salem, a calf of Shukamoy. If it's a, then Rishasayoche Gomahu. If it becomes Rishasayoche because you made it Ois Kalfa from Makif Ledira, or if it's less than Vesasayim, so then Osa Lahachas Oitian and Kalm Kavzushu Kamlis. Kim Stay Armelis, the Mikamelis, the Kamlis Mutter, Kilamazushu, the Kolze, became Shosu Betoicha. The Ilu came Shosu Betoicha, Baris, Wurli Kafa de Lakum, Osa Letian and Kafa Vacha. So Mishabu explains because it belongs to somebody else. It's two different kafifas. There you are, have the heter of, because a kafif doesn't really have the heter of kol kafifas rishus achas. When we said kol kafifas rishus achas, it was only a kafif which was less than mesasayim. A kafif that is mesasayim, and since it taka belongs to two different people, you won't be allowed to carry it from one to another. Siv gim. Shtei chatzeres shereitzes la'arev yachat. Lehate af kelim sheshovsu bebatim. So let's take a moshul of here. We have, let's say, Parkside Avenue and Granville Avenue. And they have two separate Erevin. And they found out that there's an opening in one of the houses back to back. And they said, let's make all one Erevin, it'll be even better. So how do we go about that? Two separate Erevs. That means, even without an Erev, you can get a ball and throw it from this garden to that garden, from this avenue to that avenue. Right? But we want to now take something from a house in Parkside to a house in Granville, or to a chotzer Granville. Chotzer Granville. Shneich Rosal had to have kelim shofsu bebatim. So the din is, and we've all both had an eruv for years. Somebody just came up with this good idea, but let's make it a one eruv. How do you do it? So you would have thought you have to go and make another eruv and go start collecting 10 pieces of red from that one and 10 pieces of red from that one. No, you don't need to. Because this is already called one house. So all you need to do is go and take from here and put it there. One person can take, because imagine if I want to join on, I live at the end of a chotzer, if it be just one house, and they've got eruv and I want to join in, I give my bread and I join in. So here, there's one person. The whole thing has become one person. Because they've had an eruv from the past. So because they're one person, so any of them could join in, and you only have to take one goyim and give it to them, finished. Ains, or you can take the whole eruv and take it there. Ain tzrich an eruv acha, le eruv shosu kva, yelichenu echad mebnei achotza, vishul kilom, v'yitnenu be'echad mebnei, v'bote achotza ashnir. Take it all and put it in the other one. V'im yiltza, yoyelich shafi lepashaloi, v'kulom mitoyim, and all be mutter. On condition that they've already had the Erev in the past. Either they've had the Erev, or the whole avenue belongs to one person, or it belongs to the Moshe, the father and son, and the son is getting pressed from the father, and maybe they don't need the Erev, so it's also like one. And also, the Bnei Chotzashne also have to have an Erev. So they've had an Erev, and they've had an Erev, and then you don't need to make a new Erev, you just take from one to the other and you put it together. The Olcha Shulchan Shrek, you can even make a bracha when you do it. Why not? You're making a new Erev, kid.
According to the way we do it, and we say the Chol
Mishat
Tosef, then automatically we include it.
Love Dafka. Why? Because you said when you say lechol mishi toisef, it's pashtus nisht or stozum nazyal. Why? Because when Granville made the eruv and said lechol mishi toisef, they meant that if one of the houses somebody new will come and live in there, then lechol mishi toisef. Did they mean to include Westwood Avenue?
If the opening opened up afterwards, then it's nice toisef in there.
It's toisef in shetach. Toisef in shetach. You didn't say that. You said lechol mishi toisef. Anybody that's moisef.
Will help them?
I asked Moshe Berlin this shayla, because this shayla is negeir to hear as well. When we moisif, we have an eruv which goes as big as this, and then we moisif comes to the hospital. So we have to make a new eruv. Okay. According to you, we said lechol mishi yitoisif, we don't need to make a new eruv at all. I asked him, he said, pastors, you didn't mean that. You didn't say that. Even if you didn't mean that, it wasn't possible to be lechol, at the time to be in your eruv, because there was no good mechitzas there, or it was blocked off there, so it wasn't possible to be in your eruv. So how can you include it suddenly? Oh, but he said as Rav Shir Blauf and Siva Shabbos was Mekel.
Mekel with Avro.
With Mekel, you don't need. It's included. Chomish in Tosef.
Yeah,
the Yoskei is a different case. I'm talking about Yimon Pass.
No, before they said you can make a bruch as well, but I've been grabbing that thing.
No, this does state in Shonoch state Zecher that you have to have, that it doesn't work. But you'll tell me, Shonoch's talking about you didn't say the Chomish in Tosef. So I've got no guy for sure.
And the castle, and they open up the key to Stanley.
Yeah.
Somebody in the
rough
in the
background. Yeah, no.
So it's also, is that
according to
Tosef or not?
Same shot. Yeah, yeah. Same shot. No, but it's no Gaia. Yeah, I would assume that people do say the Chomishi Tosef, but you got Shukarav, because it doesn't say the Chomishi Tosef.
Yours is different, because yours, you didn't have a Chitz before. Here, Grandpa and Parkside both had a Chitz
proper. So that's why you thought of it? Did you think of it?
That's why it can be automatically
declared. I understand. The question is, when you say the Chomishi Tosef,
do
you mean to include that? I agree. There's a bigger problem if it hasn't even got mechitzas.
I'm asking to you.
Even if you had in mind, even if you did have in mind, you weren't including that shetach at all. And you couldn't include that shetach if it hadn't got mechitzas. It's double work.
You have to make most more parts, or can you make a new kinnon pass?
So, either you bring the. Here we had two Ovin. Either you bring the pass from there and bring it to this one.
Yeah.
Or, extra, bring another pair. Someone should give a paid pass.
We already 18 grovers. Can you just lift up the pass and bezif all other people as well?
I said, that problem is that I'll be swore you can't do it, because all you're doing is you're not doing Shul Shukudach. Shul Shukudach state, you get this one and you get that one. You are taking this one and making a new Erev. So that is the old problem. When you make a new Erev, you have to have always the old. How have you stopped the bailus of the old Erev? You've got 10 people owning this.
Yes.
And now you're telling them.
12.
You're telling them I want 12 people. Am I giving away? So remember, in the Shulchan state, here as well, you have to ask permission.
From who?
From all the people. Because even though there's a Schus Tava'er, because you want to carry a reasonable amount. Granville and Parkside. I said, I want all that. Even though you don't need to ask when you make an Erev, because it's just to have an Erev to be able to carry, how much do I need to carry? I need to carry the whole town. I'm happy. So you have to ask each person.
When you're in Tosef to Kramtis, ask each person again?
What?
When you're in Tosef to Kramtis, you ask us again?
No, but if I'm a Vatel, we have to ask each person, Elchanam. That's where it is. So the mission will. Yerichana echod, the kimishkva irvu yachad, hayim keish echod. The kulamutoim, shimishkva saikovit, kimishkva irvu biyachad. See, it's much, and she'll know so much about the shulchan, because it's much with this lotion state, that one of them becomes a shliach, finished, do what you want. Although you could say it's just the shlichas, but he can supply his own bread. Triller, to imlo kain, if they didn't already have a erev, then of a shoylich apashaloi, they haven't got an erev yet. And he's giving one shtickle broad for everybody. What do you mean for everybody? There's no everybody here, you're not yet ma'ur. To imlo kain, be shoylich apashaloi, then lo yom ma'ur, v'afshach kach irvi yachad, l'chala erev l'mafver. So the mishabu rabba, mi and nira, dim achashim nechot z'chozo v'somach v'hed yalei z'vashoylich kudin ma'uvan, if afterwards, see he made it on Thursday, and there was no erev yet in his there. And then on Friday, they made it between themselves. Then it does help. If they thought about it, then they're masking to him. Even though the Shulchan Mashweh has to be Triller, why shouldn't it work? Even though he made it on Thursday and there was no erev in his avenue yet. Oh, the master, by Friday there was, so when it was Chal ben Hashmoshes, it was Chal on what they have already made. If he was Chozer on what they're all worth Soymach on it, who has to be Soymach? It's not so clear. They should do it first. So they don't need to make an Eros, which have Ayn Sham, Vuhush over with Suleiman. Otherwise, you're taking it to where? You're taking it to join into their Erev. They haven't got Erev. So it says, they've also got Erev. Di lav hochi, the rule, what does it say? She'uva b'nei achotz ha'shnia le'atzma. Di lav hochi, ene moel ma'ashu malich in Erev. So the adim nechotz ha'gubi, she's doing tatal b'chatzeron. You're taking it to another street, and they haven't got an Erev. So what are you doing? Matiron, The one area is matter, that he day in the salvu ben echotze zu yachad, but they have also passed mechotze she'etzle, and that's a woman shtech at seris yachad, and we toy and gamem the talpul came shosu b'tem mechotze she'etzle, because the priest is tzrich and anich shnei eruv b'yachad. So you have to keep them both together, because it becomes one eruv together. All right.